Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm your host, Jean Ann Duckworth, taking you on a journey from guilty girl to empowered woman. Let's get started with the show. I know you have absolutely been waiting on the edge of your seat to discover what the fifth and final amazing power of VBS is. And I am not going to make you wait any longer. Number five, expand your community. I've already talked about the fact that Vacation Bible School is a great way to help your kids with their spiritual growth, for you to make new friends, build relationships for your kids, to give one another a break during the summer so that you're not just living in one another's pockets. Even if nobody is a stay-at-home parent and your kids are busy all day, it's still just another kind of activity that they can do. And last time in part four, I talked about the fact that VBS is a great way to check out a new church without the pressure of having to walk in on a Sunday morning, which can be slightly intimidating. Finally, I want to talk to you about how VBS can help you expand your community. It's not just about building relationships, but it's about knowing more about the members of your community. VBS, as I have here, enables you to meet members of your community and expand your personal community with like-minded individuals. So it's not just about the relationships, although that's important, friends and all. But these might be people you meet where you're never going to go out for coffee, but it's you share common interest and you might engage that way. Let me explain. VBS isn't just a gathering of kids. It's a place where parents have taken extra steps to enroll their children and ensure they're in a safe and loving environment. Parents show up at school events to see their kids, and let's face it, out of a sense of obligation. We all sit through those band concerts and different activities. And as soon as our kid's done, we have to resist the urge to grab our stuff and leave. And believe me, over the years, I sat through enough of those, and I watched parents do that. I see you out there. Don't be doing that. Other people sit through what your child did. You sit through their child, too. It's only fair. Parents don't have to send kids to VBS. They send them because it's what the parents want to do. Not only are you able to meet parents with children the same age as your kids, it's parents with similar interests to yours. If you send your kids to a church other than your home church, you have the opportunity to meet new people that share your interest. So I know I talked about this in relationships, but this is about building a specific network. It is, for example, I really don't want to get off on a tangent on this, but as you will learn as we go along on this journey, if I get to talking about women in small groups, I'm off to the races. But it's about women specifically being allowed to build a network of other Christian moms who have the welfare of their children at heart and want to take steps and do things not only to keep their own children safe and to raise their children in a specific kind of environment with the right ideas and morals and so on, but also to help with other children, with other moms, to help support them and encourage them. Everybody working together. This is a chance to build your network. And that's important. And if you don't know why it's important, go back and listen to my episode on the giant redwoods. You are a giant redwood, but without all those other redwoods around you, you are not going to last long. And if you listen to the episode, you'll know why. Getting back to this. In addition, we're back on the main road now. your kids have a chance to meet new friends. Expanding your network and your kids' network is a way for all of you to grow. As you can see, VBS is an incredible way for your whole family to grow spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. It offers you all of you, so much for the small investment of money and time. And take my word for it, it's well worth it. That's all for this episode. Be sure to join me next time. Until then, I'm simply Jean Ann Duckworth, encouraging you to stop calling it guilt and embrace the power within. I'll talk to you next time.